Parshas Chayesara, the parsha that opens with the passing and the funeral and the burial of Sarah Yemenu, talks to us about the establishment of a permanence in the land of Israel, as you can't rent a grave. My son did a calculation based on the amount of silver, and it seems that it was about $2.5 million that he paid for that field. So it's pretty significant. At any rate, the second reading continues to talk about the after effects of Vayakam, the transformation of the field, Avraham Avinu buries his wife Sarah, and now the Jewish people have a permanent foothold in the future homeland, Eretz Yisrael. The 24th chapter of Genesis begins now to turn its attention towards the next generation. Va'avraham Zaken. In the first verse we hear about Avraham Avinu being old. So this is 3 years after the passing of Sarah. If you must, it's 2,088 years since creation. And at this point, Avraham Avinu, the Torah says, is old. And he's Baba Yamim. He's coming on in his days. So if Avraham Avinu was 10 years older than Sarah, she was 127 when she passed. He was 137 at the time. Now, it's 3 years later, he's 140 years old. Okay, I think we could all agree, 140 is old already. So Avraham is old. And the Torah doesn't just tell us that he's old, but the Torah says, furthermore, he's bo bayomim. He's coming on in his days, coming with full days. V'Hashem beirech es Avraham bakol. And God blessed Abraham with everything. So there are many things that have to be understood about this verse, including what does it mean, blessing God with everything. But really, first and foremost, the question that we might ask is this business of Avraham Avinu being old is old. The Torah talks about this a long time ago already. In fact, the Torah tells us prior to the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, the Torah tells us that you should know that Avraham and Sarah were zakenim, that they were old. At that time, we're going back now a full 30 years, or by now, by this pasuk, it's 40 years earlier, and the Torah says that Avraham Avinu and Sarah were old. Sarah was 90, Avraham is 100, or 99. Not bad, it's kind of old already. And the Torah clearly says that Avraham and Sarah are zakenim, they're old, and they're boyim bayomim. So if they were old 40 years ago, of course he's old now. It's a given. It goes without saying. Why would the Torah have to again repeat and emphasize his business of Avraham being old when that story is old in and of itself? It's 40 years old. So Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban both emphasize that the Pasuk wants to reiterate the reason that he called Eliezer and made him take an oath, which is what's going to happen. Now he's going to call Eliezer his chief steward, and he's going to make him take an oath. And this is all because Avraham Avinu wants to see Yitzchak married, because he's afraid he's going to die, and he wants to be at the wedding. He says, Sarah didn't manage to get to the wedding. I want to get to the wedding. I want to be there. I need to see you married. And that's what the Torah emphasizes. Old, he was old before, but now he's really old. Now he's afraid he's going to die. Because he's afraid he's going to die, that's why the Torah tells us Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim. It's as if to say Avraham was feeling old. Of course, the problem with that is that the Torah uses the exact same verbiage 40 years ago, Zaken Baba Yamim. So it would mean one thing 40 years earlier, which means they were too old to have a child, and now it means they were too old to keep living. It's difficult a little bit. The interesting thing is Rashi doesn't say anything. But maybe that is the pshat. If you take a look in the tour, you'll find something much more fantastical. The tour maintains that Avraham Avinu became young after the Torah said that Avraham and Sarah were zakenim boim bayamim, although the scripture does not allude to this. The scripture does allude to Sarah experiencing a renaissance. She all of a sudden found the fountain of youth. Here she is 90 years old, she's an older woman, postmenopausal, and suddenly, all of a sudden, she's a young woman again. So the Torah says, along with Sarah's renewal, or fresh new spring of youth, came Avraham's fresh spring of youth. And because Avram, Sarah became young again, Avram became young again, and they remained young for a good number of decades. At this point, it finally wore off, and now Avram got old again. Okay, at any rate, so you have two ways of understanding why the Torah would seem to repeat itself in emphasizing the notion of Avram Zokein, that Avram is old. So what then does Bo Bayomim mean? And why is it necessary to emphasize once again that Avram is Zokein and that he's Bo Bayomim? If you want to say that he was young and he became old again, Zokein should be good enough. If you want to say that he's afraid he's going to die soon, again, Zokein should be good enough. Why do we need to have the words Bo Bayomim? So the Kli Yakar wants to say the following. Sometimes people age prematurely. They have tzaras. They go through harrowing experiences in life, and they age prematurely. Many people after the war didn't look their age anymore. The tzaras they went through aged them prematurely. Stress, these things could age you. So Avraham Avinu had a lot of stress. They're not having an easy life. It's full of challenges. And you would have thought that the challenges took a toll, and that Avraham Avinu became old and decrepit because of his experiences. The Torah says, no. Avraham Avinu did get old, but he was Baba Yamin. He got old from old age. He got old because he's 140. He didn't get old prematurely. And the Kli Yakar says something fascinating. He says, for people who live a life of wickedness, of immorality, of libertine pursuit, he says, people like that, so the days of life, the real days that you really live is when you're young. That's when you're viral, that's when you have koyach, that's when you have strength, you have hot blood, he says, that's when you light the world on fire and you have fun and do all the things. And then you get old, and so you can't do all those fun things anymore. And life kind of dries up. So he says, that's why we say that Rishayim, he says, the days of life, the days of youth, and then the night of older age, in which they have no delight, no pleasure, no fun in life. He said, Sadikim is the contrary. When they're young, they realize they have many shortcomings, and they have the disadvantage of youth and lack of experience. And as they get older, and as they move into a position of greater experience, greater maturity, and greater appreciation of the value of the things that life bring, they begin to appreciate life that much more. So he says, Tzaddikim, when they're older, that's when they live. And that's the idea of Baba Yomim. Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. Baba Yomim, he's coming on his days. He's finally reaching his apex. He's finally reaching the fullness of his days, which is the polar opposite of a person who would live a life of sensuality and material pleasure and fame and fortune. He's coming on, that's it. He's fading. He's coming, Baba Yom, he's losing his days. He's leaving his days. But for Avraham Avinu, he was Baba Yom, says the Kli Yakar. He was just coming to his days. He was just reaching his fruition. He was reaching maturation. He was finally coming to the zenith, the strength, the full accomplishment and achievement of his life. So it's a kind of inverted, the polar opposite. And if you look at the lives of many tzaddikim, you'll see that the final years were the greatest years, the most glorious years, not the earlier years. The early years are remarkable also, but it was the later years in which everything really came to a head, in which everything really was most profound and powerful. So at any rate, that's another interpretation of Baba Yom. We'll come back to that a little bit later as we talk about Avram being well-aged or aging well. But let's talk about what God blessed him with, the second half of the verse. So the first half of the verse talks about Avram Avinu's old age. And the second half is, V'Hashem Berech es Avram Bakol. In the first half of the verse, the subject is Abraham, and the verb is his old age. He's Zaken, he's Baba Yamim. Avram is the actor here. Avram is coming on in his days. Avram is getting old. In the end of the verse, the focus is still Avram, but here, the one taking the action is God. V'Hashem Berech es Avram. God blesses Avram Bakol. So what is this blessing? And what does it have to do with the narrative, with the cadence of this story, where we're going to speak about the Shidduch, about the marriage of Yitzchak? So Rashi says that Bakol, Oilo B'Gematria Ben. The word Bakol is the same Gematria as the word son. Because a base, Nun is 50, and Chaf and Lamed is 20 and 30, which is 50. So Bakol is Ben. And the point is this, Me'acha Shahoyo Loi Ben, because he has a son, Hayatzarach Lasiya Isha, At a certain point, he can't just enjoy his son. At a certain point, now he has to make sure that the son has a wife and that there's a future, that there'll be a family. So this is what really motivates Avraham Avinu at this point. It's because he's blessed. He's blessed with everything. And many people will tell you that if you're blessed with good children, that is everything. Everything else is secondary. Money comes and goes. Fame and fortune is vapor. It fades. But good children, this is something that you have forever. So Avraham Avinu was indeed a blessed person. How was he blessed? He was blessed because he had a ben, because he had a son like Yitzchak. And because he had a son like Yitzchak, that's the point of the narrative here, the story, that at this moment, he has a responsibility of ensuring that his son gets married and builds a family. And of course, one could answer that it's really about Avraham Avinu who's dedicating his whole life to the promulgation of monotheism and of God consciousness and of faith. And he has a son. And the son is worthy of being a successor. He can see a future. Somebody will be able to continue to move his ideals forward. So what does he need now? He needs to ensure perpetuity. He needs to ensure that things don't end with that son. And the only way that'll happen is that son will marry and he'll have children. Then we'll know that there's going to be, so to speak, a continuation of the divine mission that Avraham Avinu had initiated. So this gives us an appreciation as to the notion of what Avraham Avinu was blessed with. Rashi's grandson, Rashbam, says, the Torah wants to communicate to you as to why Avraham Avinu was sending for a wife. He said, it's not because Avraham Avinu was desperate and none of the local girls wanted to marry Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was extraordinarily affluent and successful and famous and well-liked and popular and all those other good things. He was blessed. The people saw him as blessed. He was an amazing person. So everybody said, wow, Avraham. There were lots and lots of people interested in considering getting into a match with Avraham and having their daughters marry his son. But that's not why he sent Eliezer to distant Kurdistan to find a wife. He sent him because, ki'im im mishpachti, I need to take for my family, the genetics here are not right for me. This is not the way I can ensure that there'll be a future Jewish people. But this is very important to know, because when you read the story, Avraham Avinu has to send for a wife all the way across to a foreign country. I guess he wasn't very well liked. I guess there was no other options. No, says Rashbam. This is an important and key part of the narrative. You must know God blessed him with everything. There was lots of availability here. There was no shortage of possible shidduchim v'yitzchak. And yet, Avraham Avinu still sends because of a different reason. Okay, with that moves us into verse 2. We'll come back to Avraham Avinu's aging, but first we're going to talk about what Avraham Avinu now sets in place. Va'yomer Avraham el Avdei. Avraham says to his servant, Zekan Desei, this is the steward, the elder steward of his house, or the elder of his house, elder member of his house. Ha'moshel b'chol asher lo'i, this is the individual who was really in charge of just about everything Avraham Avinu owned. And he says to him, Simna yodcha tachas yerechi. I want you to place your hand beneath my thigh. And why is he doing this? Why is he wanting to put his hand on his thigh? So first we have to know who is Zakan Beisei. Rashi says that Zakan Beisei, you have to read it as not Zakein Beisei, there was an old man in his house. But rather, Zakan Beisei means he was the elder member of Avraham's household. In other words, he had seniority. He wasn't senile. And because he had seniority, because he was capable, ulafishu davuk, because it's connected, that's why it's nakud zikan, not zokain, but zikan beisei. The emphasis is the household. They're not describing Eliezer as being old. Avraham Avinu is old. Eliezer is not old. Eliezer is still young, and he's got lots of ability. He is, though, zikan beisei. He is the elder of the household. So he tells him, place your hand under my thigh. By the way, in the notion of Zakan Beisei, it's interesting that the Radak says that there are three things here. Number one, there is Zakan Beisei, which means the elder of the home. That's the senior member of the household. That's reason one why he chooses him. Number two, he's Meishel B'chol Beisei. He's the CEO. He runs the company. Number three, he was Eliezer. And he was actually worthy of being the one chosen for this. So there's the Khan Zikan Beisei, there's the Meishel, and then there's that idea that Eliezer himself is actually the perfect person. The Rekeach points out that the word Zokin in Torah literature is often seen as a euphemism for wise. As we say, Zaken is Zeh Shekono, the one who has acquired Chachma, wisdom. So Eliezer was indeed a senior member, but it wasn't just about his seniority. He was a very, very clever and wise person. And so he would know how to, so to speak, dodge the raindrops and figure out how to make this happen. He was capable. He had fuzzy logic. He could think on his feet. He didn't simply get a mission and carry out exactly what he was told. He was going to be somebody who could get the mission done. And there's all kinds of eventualities, things that could unfold. Nobody ever knows how a mission is going to go. That's it. You have to be ready to think on your feet. He's a Khan Beiser. He's very smart. He's very wise. He's very clever. Avraham Avinu knew he can think on his feet. He'll give him a mission, a broad mission. He's not going to give him the details. You figure it out. So why did he tell him to place his hand under his thigh? Rashi says, because when one takes an oath which is meaningful, so even in the secular courts, they tell you to put your hand on a Bible. There's, you swear by the holiness or veracity of something. There's something you hold in high esteem, like a Sefer Torah or Tefillin for Yidden. We would hold a Torah scroll or a pair of Tefillin. And Avraham Avinu doesn't exactly have a Torah scroll or a pair of Tefillin. But he does have a bris milah. V'amila hoisa mitzvah harishayna. It was the first, really the only mitzvah that he got a direct commandment for. V'bo aloy ayidei tzar. It also came to him through tremendous sacrifice. It was a painful thing. V'hoisa chaviva alav. Therefore, Avraham Avinu was very proud that he had stood the test and done a bris milah. And therefore, he tells him, place your hand on my thigh. In other words, as if to indicate near the mitzvah and the netullah. That's why he said, so it says, if you're taking a Sefer Torah, by this covenant that God has made with me, by that covenant, you're going to be taken an oath. What's the oath? I'm going to give you, administer an oath by the Lord, the God of heaven. The God of earth. You will not take a daughter from my son from the Canaanites. Indeed, I live amongst them, but no, this is not suitable for my son. That's not the shidduch I'm looking for. Kiim, rather, el arzi ve'el miladti. I want you to go back to my land, back to my birthplace. That's where you telech, that's where you'll go. Ve'lo kachta isha livni Yitzchak. And from there, you will take a woman for my son Yitzchak. You'll find the right girl. And of course, Eliezer is a little reticent and concerned with this mission. Our sages tell us Eliezer himself had a daughter who was always kind of hoping Avraham Avinu would make a shidduch with him. And anyway, this is a very hard mission. Go take a woman and bring her halfway across the world. Who says she's going to listen? So Eliezer begins to remonstrate, and the rest, as they say, is history. But we're running out of time, so I want to focus on the aging well or the well-aged business, the notion of Avraham Zaken and the concept of Bo Bayomim. So on page Resh Samach Vav, entry Chai, the 18th entry of Parshas Chayesara, we have a fascinating rumination from the Rebbe on the seemingly redundant language that the Bible employs in conveying to us Avraham Avinu's aging, that he aged. Would the Torah want us to know that he aged well? The Torah want us to know that he was well-aged? What was the point of saying that he is zokin and then adding Baba Yamim? So the Rebbe says the two basic questions are, Ma pesher hakfelus, what is the meaning of the redundancy, the Zokin and the Baba Yomim, don't they mean the same? Number two, we already read about this. Zokin, Avram, and Zohara are both Zakenim and Boyim Bayomim. And now we are no less than 40 years later. It's a given, it's self-understood. We talked about these two questions already. Now we'll see how the Rebbe explains it. The Yesh Lefarash, the Rebbe says, This is the possible way to explain this. Here's a possible explanation. Sha'ahevdol bein zaken l'baba yomim, that the difference between these two very distinct and different terminologies, zaken and baba yomim, hu bekach. Hatoyar zaken, the terminology old or elder, misyachas l'misper shnoi sachayim, it addresses the amount of years lived. The amount of years lived, the amount of time you spent on planet Earth. That means you go back to your passport, you back to your birth certificate, let's see when you were born, how long have you lived for? Oh, you're 95. Dude, you're old. Okay, he's old. No question about that. You take a look at his birth date, you know the person is old. But Baba Yomim speaks about something very different. It refers not to the technical years lived, but rather misyachas le'echos achayim. This speaks to the content of those years. This speaks to the character of those years. What kind of life was lived? In other words, zaken pirushay adam shechay shanim rabes. An old person, an old man or woman, means a person who lived for a long time. You're 95 years old, you're old. Nobody can argue. 95-year-old, 100-year-old. 40 is the new 30, 60 is the new 50. You're 95-year-old. I don't know what it'll be in 40 years from now. Mashiach will long be here. Maybe 95 will be the new 65. But right now, 95-year-old. No questions asked. That's old. So zaken means person lived a lot of years. But when you say a person lived a lot of years, ein b'toyer zeh, there's nothing about that word that l'lamed al hashpa'osan shoshonim elu alav. It doesn't tell you how well the person aged. It doesn't tell you anything about the content of those years. V'yitochen, it's possible, shein cholfu alav m'bli l'hasher kol reshem. It's quite possible that a person lived for 90 years, and what does he have to show for it? Not very much. A lot of beer drunk, a lot of hockey games watched, shkoyach. Okay, what else do you do in life? I don't know. I got through life. It was interesting, you know. Had fun. Okay, that's nice. And like we see, that a lot of people that they're very old, mevugarim, shegilo meini niko kokach. Sometimes you look at a person, he ages very well. Why? No stress in life. Silver spoon. Never worked a day in his life. Never worked hard. You know. Always got 9 hours of sleep every night. Always is chilled. No stress. Has fun. You look at the person, you don't see the life hasn't worn him down, so to speak. And then you could see Baba Yamim. Sometimes a person is not very old, but they look very old. Right? Because they didn't age well. They had so much stress and so many problems and so many issues that it took a toll. You could see the person looks old, the person looks beat up. You could see the years lived. And this is the notion that a person doesn't always have to be zaken to be Baba Yamim. For Avraham Avinu, we say that Avraham was zaken and he was Baba Yamim. So what does this mean? Miteva hadvarim, we're on the next page now, Reish Samaches, the third paragraph. Kichol sha'adam heilich umazkin, the older a person gets, ha'mu'urois she'sevivo yeinu mashpiyam alav kolkach. You know, let's do this whole thing. Baba Yamin, lo mazes. Pirushay shalayzu bovad sha'avr olav shanim rabbeis. Not only that a person has gone through many days, ela shagam hu mitzidoi ba el techa yamin. Baba Yamin means you're still experiencing life in its fullness. Zaken means you're still around. Baba Yamin means you're still living. Big difference. Some people are still around, but they're not really engaged anymore. Whatever, they checked out. They're here, they're around. Baba Yamim, what does the word ba mean? It means inside. I'm still in the thick of things. I'm still in life. You're living with the years past. You're drawing on the experiences of the past. And each and every single day, with all the things that happens, Hishpia Allah, it had an influence on you. And you internalize your experiences. It leaves its mark. You're a person who is wise with experience. You have lived your years, and you lived your years well, and you're coming with those years, and you're applying those years. It's like a person who is given a job to do, and the reason that they're successful is because they have an enormous amount of experience behind them. You can see the years lived in the way they're living their life now. They're not just existing, they're living with the sum total of all their life's experiences. V'alpizeh yuvan, and based on this we could understand, Madua Mesuper Khan Shuv. Why do we hear 40 years later the Torah makes the same statement again? It's not pointless. You said this already once. Why do you have to emphasize it 40 years later? That Avram is Zaken and Baba Yamin. So the Rebbe says an amazing thing. Miteva hadvarim, by the nature of things, kechol shahaodam hoylech umazkin, the older you get, hamurois shasevivoy einu mashpin alof kakach. You're less interested in what's going on around you. It has less of an impact on you. You become impervious to it. As one older rabbi once told me, it's my second childhood. I could do whatever I want. I could say whatever I want. That's what he told me. He says, you have to watch what you do. I don't care. He says, okay. Im mipnei shenasa miteich mason yeser. Sometimes a person becomes, whatever, more deliberate, more easygoing, doesn't react as much. As it says, kol zman she'mazkinim da'itim mishashavas. The older people get, the more calm they get, the more relaxed they get. They don't rush into things. They have time to think things through. Or lefisha kach tivi shel zaken. But that's just the nature. Shavkar olav harbe chayav. He left much of his life is behind him already. Hadvarim she'sevivoy tevsim pachas makameinav. It doesn't make a difference. I've had my fun. I've sold my wild oats. I've done my things. I've accomplished whatever. It's not anymore a major issue. Life is, you know, it's like, I'm not rushing to get anywhere anymore. There was a time when I was learning on Matzah Shabbos, I would learn with my Zaidi, my father's father, who was a big Talmud Chacham. So I asked, we had Seder in Yeshiva, Matzah Shabbos, Saturday night, was learning in Yeshiva, Seder Nigla. So I got permission from my Rosh Yeshiva that I should learn with my Zaidi. I would go to his house and learn with him. So my Rosh Yeshiva then, it was Saul Friedman, I said, I have permission to learn with you, my Zaidi. My Zaidi was a big Talmud Chacham. And he said to me, he's an old man. He's not rushing through life yet. It's good for you to learn with him. And I was like so offended. What do you mean? My Zaid is a Talmud Chacham. Like, what do you mean he's old? But then, you know, I got a little older. I realized the wisdom of those words. It wasn't just that he was a smart man and knew how to learn. He wasn't in a rush. I was in a rush. I was 18 years old. I was 19 years old. I was in a rush. I need to get somewhere. He didn't need to get anywhere. If he didn't understand the Gemara, he didn't turn the page. He was going to go sit on it. And actually, that's what he taught me. We're not in a rush to finish. We're going to figure out this line of Gemara, and we're not leaving this line until we figured it out. And it was a very, very powerful experience, a very, very profound, you know, a series of learning for me that made a big impact. But he says, like a Bisrol and Sud, Eshana Altaman. He's not in a rush. It's a good idea. So the point over here is like this. It does say that Avram and Sarah were old, but still in the thick, in the prime of their life. Adayin, yesh tzedek leidil lechadash. We need to hear this again. Shegam la'acharei she'avru al Avram, oid aboyim shana. 40 years later, that's a chunk of life. That's like an epoch, 40 years. Adayin hoya, Avram Avinu was still not only old. Obviously, he was old 40 years ago. He got older. But no, he wasn't just old. No, he was still baba yamim. He was still in the thick of things. He was still engaged. He was still fully living. He was still drawing on all of his experiences and living the realities of now in their fullest sense. Kalaimer Shagamu Rois Shanim Elu. What happened in the past, his Shpia Alav still had an impact on him. Vahisiru Bayasashime, they left their mark. And Adraba. Dafke Bemeshach Abayim Shana Elu was these 40 years. Avram Avinu didn't exist through these 40 years. He continued to live in these 40 years. In fact, Avram Avinu did some of the most powerful and important things of all in those 40 years. Namely, the birth of Yitzchak. There will be no future without that. The Akedah of Yitzchak, the great test of Avram, which showed who Avram really was. And finally, the Petita of Sarah, which forces Avram to actually purchase a piece of land of Eretz Yisrael, to establish the Jewish homeland permanently. So during these 40 years, Avram didn't just exist. Avram lived even more so. You know, soon we're going to celebrate Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And in 1977, the Rebbe had one heart attack, and then he had the second heart attack on Shmini Atzeres in the morning. It was Bederech HaTeva. It was nothing to talk about. It was... Even if he could recover, there would be a distant shadow of who the Rebbe had been. But miracles happened, and the Rebbe went on to live with incredible vitality. And in those 18 years, those miraculous 18 years, it wasn't just that the Rebbe lived. The Rebbe turned the world as it is today is thanks to those 18 years. The Rebbe built in those 18 years, built in all the years before, and took Lubavitch and launched us into the future. Everything you see happening today is thanks to those 18 years. That's the Zaken Baba Yamin. Avram Avinu didn't exist in those 40 years. He was old already. He was 100 years old. He was old. 99, he was old. And then he started living. He said, I've only begun to fight. And he utilized those years. He was Baba Yamim. He marshaled every ounce of experience and wherewithal and did all these amazing things. And the Rebbe says that his interpretation actually fits very snugly with the Zohar, because the Zohar says Baba Yamim means that Avram Avinu came B'Yamin Shleiman. He came with full days, with complete days. What does this mean? It means each and every day was fully utilized. Avram Avinu didn't waste a moment of life. And this is actually what we're talking about here. We're talking about Avram Avinu's Baba Yamim is on a spiritual level, he used every moment spiritually. But the Rebbe is saying here, this is even true materially speaking. not only spiritually, not only he was connected to Hashem on a spiritual level, but even materially in this world, he was engaged in life, he utilized life, he lived, he didn't exist. And that's the Zaken, and that's the Baba Yamin. So now we know that Avraham Avinu was well-aged, but he also aged well, and the most important thing, he used every single moment of his life, and so must we, and in doing so, one is able to fulfill their destiny and achieve that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to accomplish.